Well, hey there, sweet teacher, and welcome to the Joyful in Primary podcast. Congratulations, you have found your people. Whether you are reveling in the joys of primary teaching, searching for your teacher joy, or looking for a way to get it back, this podcast is for you. My mission is to help you find joy in teaching, because a joyful teacher is a teacher who stays. And sweet teacher, we need you. I believe every teacher can find this joy inside, and I'm honored to help you achieve just that. During our time together, you'll find encouragement, classroom management tips, and teaching strategies all focused on improving your joy. Because the more joy you have, the greater your impact will be on your precious little learners. If that sounds like your kind of destination, let's get going on this journey together. Teacher, you have happened upon another short and sweet episode. This one will be quick, but it's heavy. It's like one of those cute little paperweights. It looks tiny, but when you pick it up, you feel the strength behind it. If you don't know me, my name is Toni, and my goal is to help you rekindle and keep that teacher joy and passion burning. Our goal together today is to get our mindset and motivation in check as we approach the ending of this school year. If you're lacking in encouragement and energy or motivation, this one is designed to give you that boost to help you keep making your difference, to light that passion flame once again. That is the kind of teacher that you are. You shine brighter than the rest. And that's why you're here with me today, isn't it? You're here to learn and grow and get even better. I think today will help you and I do just that. But we're going to talk about a dark, dreary thought, because I know it can help us reverse engineer our actions and energy for today. Today is all about writing your teacher eulogy. Someday, unfortunately, I guarantee that you and I, each of us, will be the subject of a eulogy. If you have no idea what a eulogy is, I'll tell you. It's a speech or piece of writing that people read to commemorate a person's life after they have passed away. I know that's creepy and kind of awkward to think about, and something that really doesn't even seem could be possible, but in reality, we know it will someday happen. I'm not sure if you're aware, but my youngest daughter, Harmony, was diagnosed with this horrible, life-altering disease. All that happened a year ago, and I realized more clearly than ever that life is short, and oh my goodness, is it precious. We can say that all day long, but friend, now I feel it. I see it every day I look at her. Our time together is so valuable. And so is our time in fulfilling our purpose and passion in the classroom. I don't exactly want you to focus on the part of your life ending today. That would be horrible. But I do want you to focus on the impression you want to leave with your students, their families, and your community when you're gone someday. What would you want your teacher eulogy to say? Maybe it goes something like this. Today, we say our bittersweet goodbyes to Mrs. Mullins. She was exhausted almost all the time. She often complained about how much paperwork and after-school meetings her position required. And when asked about her day in the classroom, she would often reply, "Is it 3 o'clock yet?" She obviously loved children, though, or she wouldn't have spent the last 30 years reluctantly grading papers, fighting with parents, or dealing with a principal that didn't appreciate her and that she despised secretly. Let us all have a moment of silence to think back and thank her for the times she didn't quit, even though she clearly wanted to. Okay, so I know that is dramatic. It would never, ever happen, honestly. The great news is when people pass away, we all tend to find the good qualities they possessed. But I said all of that because I want you to question your own state of being right now and draw energy from the kind of eulogy you hope someone would write about you. I would hope that it would sound a little more like this. Today, we somberly celebrate the life and impact of everyone's favorite teacher, Miss Mullins. Look at this room filled with the bright yet sorrowful eyes of the students who love her. The amount of love and gratitude for this one teacher is evident right now. She was an unspeakable influence on so many. Although a teacher's career is undoubtedly trying, she showed up for the challenge with love, kindness, and encouragement for every child she worked with. She embodied a love for learning by filling her classroom with joy and excitement. She connected with families in ways that motivated them to take pride in their child's education and to recognize their own importance in her classroom. She was a teacher we will forever cherish and whose impression will last decades past her own life. Okay, teacher, do you get my point? That was difficult and a little weird, of course, and maybe a little too hopeful, but how can this idea change how you show up in the classroom today? I encourage you to write your own eulogy after this episode. That will be the true changing moment for you. But even if you don't actually write it, take this idea and apply it. What will they remember you for? What do you want them to remember you for? Believe it or not, you get to decide through your actions and the teacher joy that you share. Be intentional and make sure that everything you do reflects your passion and your purpose. If this short but sweet episode leaves you wanting more, check the show notes below where I'll link up some more motivation and encouragement episodes. It's time for me to go. I've went a little over on time today, so I better say this. Until we meet again, go make a difference, my joyful teacher friend. Teacher, I just loved getting to share this time together. If it was valuable to you, consider signing up for notifications at teachertony.com/subscribe. Never miss a tip, strategy, or freebie. If there's a teacher you'd like to share some joy with, please invite them to join us. But I hope to see you back here soon. For now, I want you to picture how your teaching life can be more joyful after today's chat. Right now is the best time to go make it happen, my friend.